Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Like so many of you, we battle depression during life's many ups and downs.
Music has always been there to help us through the tough times that we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music.
Interview artists and bands.
Break down genres and music news.
Review artist biographies.
And much, much more.
You're listening to the Windward Fail Music Speaks Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Windward Fail Music Speaks Podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I'm your handicapped host, James Cox, and I have another banger for you today. This is going to be real fun for me because I grew up listening to these guys. It's Yanni and yes. Antti Wormen, yes. And they were members of Children of Bodom and now full-time dudes of Wormen.
Yes.
So, hey guys, how you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Very good, very good. Where are you now? Are you all in Finland right now?
Finland, yes.
Okay, yeah.
We're awesome. at this basement. I came home from Tallinn, Estonia today. I was there with my kids, and I had to rush in to do these interviews. But it's all good, all good.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I love you all to death, man. Because I had a friend's podcast, and he asked me, you know, who is your favorite band from Finland? And I said, Children of Bodom. And because I wasn't aware of Wormen at the time. So,
right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. Well, nice. Good to be talking
to you. Yeah. I must have saw you like 3 times. And, you know, because I live here in South Carolina. And y'all been to the Hus Blues.
Yes.
And then I saw you with Megadeth in Atlanta, Georgia. So that was very, very fun for me, you know. And I think you were there with them, Antti. Also.
I was not.
Antti was not there.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Because Antti, you came in a little later, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, because you were their live touring guitarist until the disbandment, you know. Yeah. And I read somewhere, you wanted to be an architect after Children of Bodom, correct?
Yes. I'm going to graduate in 1 month.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yes. Okay, so we're still pursuing that dream.
Yes, we are.
Nice.
Because, you know, when the band ended, when Children of Bodom ended, I was kind of left, you know, I didn't know what to do with my life. I had a 6-month-old kid, and I was like, fuck, well, what am I going to do? But I always wanted to become an architect, and my wife pushed me, like, hey, this is what you always wanted to do. Go, you know, apply into this school. And I did, and I'm glad I did, because it's truly what I always wanted to do. And now I'm going to graduate in 1 month, and it's been a journey and a half, but that's what happens in life.
Yeah. Yeah, well, man, I guarantee you are smarter than me right now. it takes a lot of math and math skills, and I don't have any of that. So
you know what's funny? It's not a lot of math anymore.
Really?
Yeah, no, because you know computers do everything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, computers are taking over. Speaking of that, I want to know your thoughts, Antti, about AI now. You know. Where do you think it's going? And because I think it's not going to be much of a thing anymore, because a lot of musicians, a lot of people don't like AI anymore, but it's still in the infancy of it. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts is that I have been, well, of course, some people might use it for something good, but also many people use it to make something that they are not. So it's like you can create kind of like a almost realistic heavy metal with AI. And what I've been doing with it is like a funny songs for Janne and his wife, and sending them over, and they've been traveling and opening these my AE songs and laughing at them. But I know it's quite scary. It's going very fast, and it's getting better every minute. So yeah. At some point, it might be so good that you don't even realize, is it a real guitar or is it an AI, right. AI guitar? So.
Yeah. For music, for anything music related, I've never used it. But there are good applications for AI as well. Mm. But it's also, I think, what we should be afraid of, it's because it's studying, it's learning from people on the internet who are mostly full of shit. There's so much wrong information out there. So the AI is also getting fed stuff that just isn't real. Yeah. The image thing is kind of scary. Like Antti mentioned, you can do very lifelike animations and stuff like that. And you can fool a lot of people with that. But I don't know. I would also like to see it used for something good, good for the humanity. That would be good.
Yeah.
Music, I don't know. I don't know if there's any real application for me.
There might be.
Okay. Yeah. But I don't. I mean, people like us and y'all, you know, fans of music can tell whether it's, you know, computerized or you know that they know when bullshit's bullshit. You know.
Yeah. Right. Right. So, yeah. For me, like heavy metal, you know, distorted guitar sound and whatever riffing, it would be very difficult to nail that with AI. But you know,
but I'm scared that it will happen.
Will happen someday, maybe. Yeah,
maybe we will be living in the Terminator future later on. You know, who knows? Dude, it's scary now. You know, okay. So Band of Brothers is going to release in August. I think it's August 15th, which I can't wait to hear it. You know. I've already heard some of it, and it's amazing so far. But having steered Warman from an instrumental band only to a lead singer, was there a challenging debate or artistic compromise that you had to overcome and fully embrace, like the brand new chapter of Warman?
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't debate nor a compromise, because we don't feel it's a compromise at all, because you know, I used to, you know, my main thing was Children of Bodom, and Warman was kind of a side thing. But now that Children of Bodom doesn't exist and they don't release music anymore, we had to do something different and then kind of fill that void. I had to fill that void because I was missing this more aggressive music. You know, when I was in a band playing this aggressive music all day, then I felt like doing something different with Warman, you know. So I don't think it is a compromise. And now that we've found Pete as our lead singer, we're just all really happy that it went to this direction, because we feel like a real band. We are real five members. We're having a lot of fun. We're heavy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all really really heavy. I know, which is awesome, because I think I mean, like, you need heavy music in your life, you know. No one wants to go, you know, classical music. It's all weird, you know. So that's awesome. Awesome. Andy, this question is for you. As brothers with John, you shared, like, a unique journey, of course, because you're all brothers. But beyond the obvious chemistry that you all have, what's one non-musical habit or quirk that your brother that you found surprisingly beneficial or inspiring?
That's a pretty good question.
I'm maybe scratching his head when he's nervous.
Oh, well, it's not nervous. This is both your
stress.
Question.
Yeah, yes.
When I'm really stressed, I scratch my head till it fucking bleeds.
Yeah.
So
Oh no.
I need to
Yeah.
get some medication for that.
You gotta wear hats, brother. Yeah. Hats. What about Anthony that you that you could find like a quirky thing?
I mean, there's a lot of quirky things. What would be
Yeah.
the most? I only found beneficial. I mean, he loves cooking nowadays, so
Yeah.
he cooks for us while we make music and all
Cooking.
that. It's great. It's beautiful. It's not quirky.
Yeah,
I can't
that's
think
not
of anything.
weird.
I can't think of anything too
You
weird
get
right now, but I'll
that's
tell you when I find
yeah,
something.
that's a good thing that a brother would say, no, nothing yet, because I have tons to say about my sister. She gets on my nerves sometimes,
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
so I'll go, of course, brotherly love, right? Sisterly love too. So, let's see here. Oh, okay, so yeah, how do you, as a keyboardist, typically more stationary, because I mean you can't move around with the keyboard,
Yeah.
consciously work to maintain a complete stage presence with the fans, because if you're in the back, I mean you're stationary, you can't so how do you involve the fans to what you're doing?
That's a good, very good question. And I think that's something I've never like actually that's a very, very good question that I've never really thought about it. But I
Right.
think it might be something that a lot of keyboard players struggle with, because you're just standing there, and how do you fucking be brutal,
Right.
like the guys with the guitars.
Right,
So
yeah.
that's a very good question. I think also you can be present for the fans in so many ways. I like to take a lot of eye contact around the audience, and then I don't know, but I think it's your whole presence, your presence. You're like, I'm here to fucking deliver this shit. I'm here to fucking kill on my fucking keyboard. So it's the overall attitude, maybe, that you need to make your attitude cut, like they can see it from the audience, even though that you're stationary. And then also I have a lot of breaks. So when I'm not stationary, I walk around and drink and fool with the other guys and whatever. So it's all part of the show, You have to put up a show.
And I'm sure the other guys fool around with you when you're playing, I guess trying to mess you up or something, kind of
Yes.
quirky. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
Yeah.
sometimes. Yeah. So, but yeah, very, very good question. I've not had
Yeah.
that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Auntie, we'll go to you now. So in Melodic Death Metal is what Warman is and Children of Bodom. You often have a lot of fast and heavy melodic guitar parts, obviously, so how do you decide to play less or make your guitar parts less busy so that the music can feel more powerful and dramatic?
Very good, very good question once again.
Yeah, I think it depends on the part of the song. So if there's like a melodic chorus, you don't have to play so fast with your guitar. You can play easy chords, and others can do the melodic stuff on top of it. And then when there's some brutal verse going on, then you can play faster with the guitar. It's only the arrangement, kind of when the band knows what they're doing, then the guitar player also knows when to fill the space or not Yeah,
kind of fill
and
the
when
space.
there's nothing happening, you can play a quick solo or something, just, but yeah.
So each band member can decide on what he will play because he is playing that part, right? I mean, like keyboardists can't tell guitarists what to do, right? It's all,
I mean, we, like I said, we arrange a lot of the music together. So we come up with the arrangement together in terms of kind of who's going to fill the space in which part. You will always, in this kind of music, you will kind of always have the drums and bass going on, and they can also be rather busy or not busy. And then if the drums are super busy, it affects everything. So it all comes together when you make the arrangement as a band.
Wow, that's awesome. So let's do like a fun question, okay? If okay, so this is for both of y'all, okay? If you could write, if you could unwrite or undo one creative decision you made in that in through your entire career, right? What would it be?
That's also a very good question.
I have one idea.
Okay, well,
Yeah.
go for it.
Yeah.
The cover song on the last album, it was terrible. It just didn't work out, and
Oh,
we.
you talking about the Phil Collins song?
No,
No,
Oh, okay.
dancing.
Dancing with Tears in My Eyes. Yeah, we
Okay.
did it on
Okay.
the last album, and it just didn't work at
No,
any point.
it was a little bit lame. We apologize.
Yeah. Can we cancel that?
Yes, but and also, I cannot pinpoint. I can't even remember the exact solo, but at some point, Warhammer was doing so many albums, and Bodom was doing albums, and I kind of got tired of playing solos. Like, fuck, why do I always have to play a solo?
Right.
I once played a solo in the wrong key on purpose, and that was a dumb fucking move because then I, like, even Alex was to me like, "What the fuck are you doing, man? You can't do that,
Right, you
right?"
can't do that, man. Come
No,
on.
you shouldn't do that. So, but yeah, that was a frustration on my part. But you should not do that. So that was, it's
True.
on the Warman album of which one, whatever. But I'll find it out. But yes,
Yeah.
that's not even, you always have to maintain your musicianship
Yeah.
at a certain level. So don't ever fuck with the audience,
Right. Yeah, because I was like, the Easy Liver was a great cover, man.
Yeah.
I'm like,
No,
what the
we.
hell?
No.
I got
We
nothing good
enjoyed it.
about it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we enjoyed it. We both love Phil Collins, and who doesn't love Phil Collins?
Right. I don't think
But Phil
anybody does
Collins
not
is
like Phil
fucking metal.
Collins.
But yeah, no, that was a fun cover.
Okay, so let me ask you about cover songs because I'm really not sure how to approach. Do you have to have his permission or do you have to go to his management
No,
and
no,
or
no.
okay.
If you don't have the lyrics in the album cover, you can just.
No, and also if you don't arrange the music,
Yeah,
so
yeah.
you can do whatever you want, kind of you can play your riffs and you can
Right.
do whatever. But if the whole arrangement kind of stays the same and you don't try to claim any credits from arranging the music,
Yeah.
you don't try to get your own copyright or whatever.
Right.
So
If you give everything,
yeah, to the original writers of the music, so it's fine, it's fine. So you can fool around with it a little bit.
And I guess y'all split your royalties with Phil Collins and everything goes like automatically.
Yeah,
Okay.
everything goes automatic to the original. Yes.
So
Right.
we
Okay.
didn't call Phil Collins that, hey, dude,
Yeah, I would love to.
we're warming in there. Yeah, that
It's
would be
on
amazing.
the air. I would love to pick up that call and
Yeah,
call
they
Phil
could any.
Collins. But we didn't do that. And yeah, it's all good because as long as you don't try to claim any of the money,
Right.
any
Yeah.
of everything still goes to their original creators, and it's fine.
Yeah. Because I know it's many artists don't like you changing the lyrics or the arrangement of the actual song in the cover song. So
Yes.
yeah, I guess when you do that, things kind of get
Is.
a
As soon as
little
you do
dicey.
that, you really do need the authorization from the
Yeah,
owner of the rights. Yes.
right, yeah, exactly. So, here's a question I just thought of off the top of my head. You were in Children of Bodom and Mormon at the same time. So was there any songs of Mormon that you brought to Children of Bodom, or did Alexi just say, I'm taking that one, that's Valmont ours.
Oh, that's a very good question, actually. So I never thought of this myself, but on the
Yeah.
third Children of Bodom album, there's this song "Kissing of Shadow," "Kissing of Shadows," that was a big fan favorite, and it was the last. Alexei wrote that song when we were already in the studio in Sweden recording the album, and we were short of one song, and he wrote that song in the studio, and then we recorded it, and then he told me like, "Well, man, I'm sorry, but I borrowed that one riff from Warman." I'm like, dude, really? Because I could kind of hear it, but then when he explained it to me, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, man, yeah, I get it. But also, it works both ways. Our most famous cover song of Warman is "Somebody's Watching Me," and I was once in a car with Alexei, and we were just driving around, and this came on the radio, and Alexei goes like, "Well, man, Warman should really cover this song. And we're like, okay, we will do it if you will do the vocals. And he was like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'll do the
Right,
vocals. So, because this song is still on the radio in Finland, like still on rotation, that
It's been,
cover.
yeah, 10 years. No, more.
Yeah, more. But it's
20 years.
In a sense, it's the most
Probably
successful
years,
song we
yeah.
ever did.
Is it 20 years? Yeah.
I do not know, sir.
It's
20
from
years.
Accept the Fact album. It's 2005.
Is it? Wow. So we
So
have
how
well, yeah.
old are we?
I don't know. It's crazy if we have the 20th anniversary of somebody's watching me. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
It
Well,
is.
I'm 45. So how
Yeah,
old
you
are we
were five.
all? Okay. Exactly. So, this question is both with both you all in mind now. So considering we got the Banner Brothers album coming out in 2 months or less, and the journey y'all have both been on, if you were to design a physical time capsule for the band Warman, not Children of Bodom, okay? It'd be open in 50 years. 50 years to go back and unearth that test capsule, you know. What are three non-musical items would you place inside of it to represent the band's
Wow,
essence?
fun and very good question once again, sir. So when we had this previous rehearsal room, we would every day drink this magnesium. We put these magnesium fizzy drink things in our these capsules, these kind of little pellets. What do you call them?
I don't know. I don't know
These
either.
vitamin, these vitamin supplements you put in your water. So one of these would be the magnesium supplement. We would put one good quality beer in there.
I don't know if it
Hopefully,
would be calling in 50 years from now, but
yeah, right. But just because some of our band sometimes enjoys a good quality beer.
Good beer,
Third, what non-musical thing is important for the Warman, like the whole lineup nowadays? Huh.
Something vegan.
Vegan.
Yeah,
Vegan,
vegan.
okay.
Because we have
Yes.
two guys.
Yeah, and yeah, the guys who enjoy the beer and the guys who enjoy the vegan is kind of split. So yeah, that's a good call. Something vegan.
Nice. Right. Well, hell yeah. I mean, yeah, because I don't think I really ate anything vegan, but I'm down to try anything once, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so. All right, so we got four more questions for y'all, and I do thank y'all for coming on.
Okay.
I do appreciate your time. So once again, your new album, August 15th, coming out soon. How does having a more solid band lineup with your singer, compare to other albums, to your older music? Because your music, like your album now, is your first time having a like a full
Yes.
time singer.
Yeah,
Your
yeah.
other
It,
albums are,
right. It, I mean, of course, it's a completely different ball game.
It's easier to play shows.
It's and also, but you know, when you're writing the songs, you know who you're actually writing them for sure. So, it's different. It makes everything easier. Everything is feels like a real band. So yeah, it, in a sense, it's easier and it just makes more sense.
All right, cool. I mean, okay, so would you go into detail how it would be easier? Because I'm not sure what that means.
What I mean by that is that when we would have like multiple guest singers, yeah, then compared to that, you would have to organize different studio dates for different singers and
That's right,
a
because in your
lot of
past,
things.
because in your past records, you'll have,
Yeah,
okay, I get it now, yeah, so.
so a lot of things are just more simple and straightforward.
I mean, you got to pay him one time, right? As opposed to
Right.
royalties all on top of the roll. Yeah, okay, so we have three more questions and we'll let you go. The fun questions, okay. Okay, so let's go back in time, okay, to where y'all were both 14, 15, 16 years old about, okay? All the way
Okay.
back then,
Those
okay?
were good times. Good times.
Yes, they were. For me especially too. Better music back then. Okay, so we're looking in y'all's rooms. We're looking at the walls. Are there any musical posters on the walls?
Yes.
And if there
Yes.
are, who are they?
Metallica,
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, Skid Row,
Skid Row, yes.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Those were some of the bands we both loved at the time. Yes.
Oh, good stuff.
Yes.
I mean, I can't. I mean, you can't go wrong with Metallica. I mean, they're the ultimate band, you know. And
Yes.
oh, okay,
And
so.
neither, funny to say, but neither of us were into Slayer at the time, or even Megadeth, or like in the very heavy stuff. But you know, we found out later on. But that was what we were at that age listening to.
Yes.
I can't remember, but did y'all open for Metallica one time? Because I could have
Yeah.
sworn. Okay,
Bottom did, yeah.
Bodum. That was a fantastic time. I guess y'all tucked it to bed before or after the show, probably.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, nice. Okay, this is a question for both of y'all. Okay, so we're gonna do like a Mount Rushmore of four of your favorite bands. Who would they be? Any band, any artist, your choice.
Yeah. I have to say, of course, Extreme.
Oh wow.
We got Nuno Bettencourt there.
Yeah.
Then Slayer, of course.
We got two more.
Then favorite bands.
Yeah.
Two more.
Two
I don't
more.
know. One of my favorite bands is Cherry Bottom, and I can say that. You know, Cherry Bottom, Slayer. But then it gets different. Difficult, because if we're talking about metal music,
I mean,
you
it could
know.
be anything like Britney Spears or, you know, I
Right.
mean, you know.
Because then there's these artists that I have massive respect for, like Prince. You know,
Prince, yeah.
imagine Prince when he had
Yeah.
his he was the first artist to ever get 100 million from a record deal, and what he did was he built this place with multiple studios and you know, the Paisley Park, where you can film videos and all that. It was mind blowing.
Yeah.
So Prince, I'm gonna say Prince. I need to say one more.
Yeah.
Roxette. I don't
Yeah.
know.
You like Roxette?
Yeah, it's very good.
Roxette's a
Hey,
badass man,
I'm
right?
gonna my fourth is gonna be Phil Collins, because you
Oh,
know,
yeah, good.
we mentioned him.
Yeah.
Very
Perfect.
good.
All right. Cool, guys. Cool. Okay. So one more question, and then we'll let's go. It's 25 minutes, so we're gonna wrap it up here.
Yeah, very good.
One last question: is there one album, song, or artist that you can listen to right now, but you can't tell me or anybody else how it makes you feel deep inside your soul?
Wow, very good question. Very good question. No,
I don't have it.
I mean, because it's kind of publicly known that even as an extreme metalist, I love Britney Spears, I love Phil Collins.
And I love American country music.
Yes, we
Yeah. I
both
love
do. I
country
find
music too, man.
yeah,
That's
I
like the best
just
thing ever.
yes, I just listen to Jelly Roll, but you know, I can say that out loud. I don't care. So very good question, but I don't have that.
No.
You know, I'm
Okay.
also that old that I don't have nothing to hide. You know, so I can just
Right.
say it all out loud. I love, you know, I fucking love Billie Eilish. You know, when I first heard B Bellyache, I was like, "Fuck, what is this?" It was so good.
Right, yeah.
So yeah, I don't have any secrets anymore because it's all
No,
out there.
How
not
about those
anymore,
dead
right?
bodies? How about those dead bodies in your backyard?
In my trunk. Yeah. We'll
Right.
worry about them
We'll
upstream of
worry
you.
about that later. Who cares about them right
Yes.
now? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So I really do appreciate you coming on, taking the time out of your busy day to
Yeah, thanks,
talk to me
James.
about this. Yeah,
Thank you,
sir.
James. It was so
Hey,
nice talking to you. And you had
sure.
very, very good questions,
Yeah,
brilliant
very
questions.
good. Thank you,
Thank you so
sir.
much.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks.
And we're gonna give you a little bit of shout out here. Band of Brothers is coming out August 15, 2025. And you're on TikTok. Well, I don't know if you're on TikTok, but you're on
No.
Instagram, Facebook, and
Yes.
all. Okay, all right.
Yes.
Not TikTok. We're not TikTok fans yet, right?
No.
No,
Too old.
no.
Too old.
Yes, I man, I still can't figure it out. So yeah, so I do thank you for coming on, and I beg you to come back anytime you want to. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you so much,
Thank you.
James.
Thank you so much, sir. All right.
Bye. Take it
Have a
easy.
good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Dude, bye.